St. Pope Leo the Great is one of the great Christological doctors of the Church, teaching us about the nature of Jesus. His famous contribution was called the Tome of Leo the Great. It was a long letter explaining the unity of the person, of the natures in Christ's person, that Jesus Christ is both God and man in one person. The intricacies of the theological debate are less important, I think, to most of us, except those of us who love theology. The difference, the thing that confused most people about it is probably still what confuses most people today about it, because it's a hard truth to understand. This is what's called the hypostatic union, that Jesus is both God and man in one person. What confuses people is the obvious thing, that there's one thing, Jesus Christ, who we say is infinite and finite. He can't change, but he changes. He's eternal, but he lives in time with us and changes and talks to us and listens to our prayers. All of these things seem very temporal, and they are. There seem to be a lot of things that maybe would seem like they're contradictions. Normally, if you say something is both black and white at the same time in the same respect, you've made a mistake, and you go home. You failed logic. I just had my logic midterm this morning for my, I'm a PhD student, and I have to do very complicated proofs. That's step one. If you fail on things can't be true and false at the same time in the same respect, you're done. Midterm's over. It looks like a contradiction, but it isn't. Because, of course, actually, in the Christological formula, it's not in the same sense or the same respect that Jesus is both God and both man. He has two natures and one person. It looks like a contradiction, and it's that sort of apparent contradiction that led people into heresy, to affirm one of the two or to make mistakes about it, because they were confused. When we look closer at the doctrine, we see past the contradiction. Pope Leo didn't look past the contradiction merely because he was a smart man. He wasn't necessarily smarter than everybody else at his time. In fact, probably some of the people who were the heretics were probably the smarter people. They were the more sophisticated logic choppers. What Pope Leo was better at was seeing what was in Scripture and having faith in God, holding very closely to what God had revealed to us about himself, holding very closely to what was in Scripture and what he had received from the Church. He said, "This is true." And in fact, by holding to that, he could see past the apparent contradictions, because the contradiction was only apparent. It was only if you looked at things the wrong way. When we read in the gospel of the dishonest steward who the master commends, we have another example of an apparent contradiction. The master commended that dishonored steward for acting prudently. Now, there are lots of interpretations of exactly what this means, but the moral for us is really the next line. The children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. We can take that as either, of course, a sort of criticism that the people that are called are not being as zealous as they ought. The people of this world, the children of this world, the children of sin are more prudent in seeking out the occasions of sin, if going after what they want, even though it's bad, they're doing that more zealously than we are, coming to church and praying and doing good things. That's one way to read it. The other, I think, is maybe a more deep spiritual reading, which is that the children of light aren't as prudent in dealing with their own generation, period. And I think the message there for the children of light, if we want to take the spiritual sense, that's what we all hope to be and are the children of light. Sometimes we get caught up in the apparent contradictions in our lives and in the lives of other people. We sometimes see in our own lives the inclination towards sin. We want to do good things, and we see we keep falling back. We see that we are devoted, that we love God, but we sometimes can't understand why this is happening to me. We see that in other people's lives, when sometimes I've had people come to me who, of course, are very holy and good people and are heartbroken over a child who's left the church, for example. Very often, what we get caught on is what I might call the apparent contradiction again. The apparent contradiction is only apparent, but it's part of our life as the children of light, is to be stuck in a series of apparent contradictions. What we need to look to in those contradictions is the thread of truth that runs through them. We're often in darkness in our spiritual life, where we can't see how everything fits together. We don't have consolations. We aren't clear that even everything we're doing is going to be successful in the spiritual life, in our endeavors, in our job, in our career. But it's clinging to the truth of Jesus, to his person, to the cross, and putting aside maybe sometimes our own ideas about how things should go out, how things should work out. It's that clinging to the light of Jesus that dissolves those apparent contradictions. The apparent contradictions remain, but it's by clinging to the feet of Jesus that we remain strong, and on that rock that Pope Leo clung to. We turn to him and we ask his prayers as we continue to live our spiritual life, and remember, sometimes we have to look past the contradictions.